Okay guys, before we start the video, just quickly, First Man is so much more than just a YouTube channel. We've got digital products, we've got physical products. The digital products include courses, books, ebooks, etc. And the physical products is everything from supplements to clothing to grooming products to the paperback physical copy of our book. So the two links will be below. Go and check them out, guys. And now back to the video you came here to watch. I think all this time we've had NOFAP and semen retention wrong. Okay, so, and I've been guilty of this. In the past, I've just adjusted my feet, guys. There we go. Just trying to get the camera better, trying to get it closer at the moment. So I've had it wrong in the past. I've said that, I've fallen for the trap of women can smell it. Like your balls are full and women just know it and they can smell it and whatever. And as I've gotten older, I've kind of fallen out of that mindset. Reason being, my life when I first started doing NOFAP, semen retention, whatever, it was a lot different. So I would do it for like 2, 3, 4 months, and then I'd finally have sex, and I was like, yeah, they could smell it. I was getting more attention and whatever. But now my life is way different where I'm having sex often. Okay, so I might have sex like 3, 4 times in a night. So that means your balls are not empty, but there's a lot that's been lost there. It's going to take a few days to build that back up. But then I'll go out into public and it's just as normal. I'm still attracting women. I'm still, it was no different than it was the day before. I just like it might even be more amplified because, and this will bring us onto the point, because I want sex less. And this is what I think NOFAP, semen retention, etc. does to men. It's more the dopamine reset. And the dopamine reset is key. It might be the most important thing that men can do in terms of everything that you do. And I'll go through the list in a minute, but let's just stay on topic. Let's say a normal guy who watches porn, masturbates, whatever, his dopamine, it wants a hit all the time. It's always chasing. It's always, the perfect word, it's thirsty. And I think that's the impression that a lot of guys are giving off when they meet women. It's like, oh, I need sex. I want sex. Sex is the ultimate goal. Can we go back to mine and whatever? And I think that is what puts women off. But I think once you get to the point where you've reset your dopamine, you've done semen retention and you're starting to feel better. Your energy's up. Because your dopamine's been reset, you're finding simple tasks more fun. Okay. Your body is able, at least your brain is able to utilize more testosterone. That's scientific fact. I've had somebody break that down for me. It's not that your testosterone goes up or whatever, it's just your brain's able to use more of it, so you think differently. I've had that described, which makes perfect sense. Something to do with the synapses. I'm not an expert on that, but somebody's told me before. I wonder if somebody can break it down further. But with the dopamine, that makes perfect sense. Okay, like you've had a complete reset. You're enjoying life a little bit more. You're really feeling yourself. You're more confident. Okay, a lot of anxiety, depression, and whatever has faded away because of the dopamine thing. If you're constantly masturbating, you're looking for that. Nothing's as fun as sex. Nothing feels as good as an orgasm. Do you know what I mean? Like you're ejaculating. Nothing feels as good as that. Maybe winning the lottery might feel better, but when you're having sex and you're coming, that's one of the best feelings in the world. How is, for example, sitting in front of a camera now and thinking, oh, I've got to do some work and then I have to do some editing, then I have to reply to some emails. Like, it's not going to be as fun. But once you get rid of all that shit and your brain resets, yeah, it's more fun. So what's the point I'm making? What am I getting to here? Well, the point I'm making is once you start feeling the benefits, you become afraid to lose them. Okay, so you start going, if I nut, does all this go away? Do I start feeling like shit again? I do. And it's a psychological game. So what do you start doing? You start valuing your nut more. You start valuing sex more. You start becoming a little bit more selective. You start looking at women for what they are rather than what they look like. I do it all the time now. Every woman that I meet, I'm like, okay, you're beautiful. Let's have a conversation. Immediately switch off the beauty sensor. I'm just like, I now no longer care. Oh, great ass. I now no longer care. As soon as I see it, I'm like, okay, tick. I'm interested in a conversation. It's almost like that's your CV. Okay, you've got an interview. That's how it feels. I know it's very, you know, formal. It doesn't sound that great, but that's how I feel about it. And it's because I value who I sleep with. I value, like, every time I come, I know I might feel a little bit more tired. My immunity might drop a little bit. Is she worth this trade-off? There's a chance she might get pregnant. Is she worth this trade-off? Once you start valuing yourself as a man, you become less thirsty. And this is the point that I'm making. I don't think it's NoFap. I don't think it's semen retention. I think it's a dopamine reset. I think it's finding fun in little things in life. And you're moving through life with a passion. You know, everything that you do, you're getting enjoyment out of, and that's radiating out of you. You're having fun. You've got a purpose. You're attacking the day. You're busy. You're doing something. And you're not sat there and the only thing you're thinking about is having sex. You're not sat there on your phone messaging loads of women on every dating app as well. And you're going, oh, I just need to come. I just need to find a woman. I just need to find somebody. I just need to be in a relationship. You're like, that's the least of my worries. I'm actually glad I'm not in one, because I'm doing semen retention right now. I feel great. I'm putting that energy into something else and I'm accomplishing big things. That comes out of you. That is what you're emitting to the world. And I know that now because that's the effect that I've got, because it doesn't change even when I've had sex. So like I said, you have sex multiple times with the same woman in one day. You go out the door and you get on with your life and it's the same thing. You're still getting female attention. I'm still just as confident. I'm still, because my brain has been reset and I'm doing it in a natural way. And that's how I've realized, okay, I've like when I was younger, I thought, oh, if I come, that's it. It all fades away. Now I know different. And I've realized that, no, my brain is reset. My brain knows who I am. My brain is confident. My brain knows that my dick works. That's the difference. My brain knows that the woman that I just had sex with, she was worth it. Or at least I thought she was worth it. She earned that opportunity. Is that too arrogant? But I think, you know, if you've got something coming out of you that has the opportunity to make a family, you got to value it. You got to see that as a massive prize. You know, what woman doesn't love her kids? Well, it only comes from what's going on down there with me. Without that, that's not going to happen. Now, could you do that with someone else? Yeah. But you've sort of shown that you want to do it with me. You've given that impression that you want to do it with me. Well, I have to be very careful. I have to value that massively. Well, that makes you less thirsty. It's like me saying to women, you can come back, but I don't sleep with women when I first meet them. Like, it just drives people nuts. It's so much better than being like, hey, do you want to come home? Come on, come on. Please, please, just come back to my place. It'll be so much fun. It's what you're doing when you were like 18. And I think that's what NoFap, semen retention, whatever it does. It makes you as the man start valuing, oh, I have something to give here. I have something to lose. I have a lot of risks on the line. Rather than just, hey, we can have sex. It feels great. Because that's the mindset you're in when you're watching porn all the time. And like I said, I found this by ejaculating and then still being the same man. Still being as confident. Still being able to attract women. Still being able to approach a woman. Still having women approaching me. So it's like, okay, it's got nothing to do with the semen then. It's got nothing to do with the fact your balls are full or whatever. And I've fallen victim of this. But now I know the truth. It's the dopamine reset. And this is what I was talking about earlier when I said all the things you can do that will fuck with your dopamine. So it might be watching porn. It might be masturbating. It might be playing video games all the time. It might be eating shitty food. It might be watching way too much TV. And you can never get anything done because you're always chasing that high. Like, what is, like, on the surface, what is more fun? Okay, watching porn, watching television, masturbating, eating junk food, or working on a business. Right, on the surface, it's the first lot. They're more fun, they're more pleasurable, okay? The brain wants to do them more. With a reset mind, is the position I'm in now, I'd much rather work, okay? Because I know what it can bring. But that's the point I'm making. Once you start getting points on the board, once you realize what it can bring to your life, once you start getting benefits, you're very reluctant to let them go. You're very reluctant to go back to your old lifestyle, which results in less thirst with women. I genuinely think being less thirsty might be the ultimate thing that men can do with women. I think back to when I was like 18 and I think now to when I'm 30. It's probably the biggest difference. The fact that I no longer really care. The fact that I I'm really aloof. I'm not forcing it either. It just happens. It's like I've got other things going on. So I could be talking to a woman and I'm like, oh, hang on, just got some business stuff to deal with. And I'll be checking emails for like 5 minutes. And then I'll look up and be like, apologies about that. And then carry on. Whereas 18-year-old me, or I'd be like, I actually have to go. I've got to shoot. I have to go and deal with this. I'll see you next week. And I'm not worried at all. I just move on with it. And she's thinking, oh, fuck, I wanted to see him more. I wanted to, you know, that was going somewhere. I actually like that guy. Whereas at 18, I might be like, oh, I got a couple things to do, but don't worry, I'll make time for you, babe. Like, I thought it was a good thing. And I think it's probably the biggest difference. And a lot of that has come from the dopamine reset, where I now get pleasure out of other things in life, where I'm not chasing, you know, I just have to nut. I have to get another woman on the board. I have to get my numbers up. You know, that's, I think that's what it does to you. It gives you something to value. I don't want to lose this. I'm not just going to waste what I feel is like, I feel like Superman right now. I'm not just going to waste that on anybody. If I'm going to do it, it has to be somebody who's worth it. And once you've done a few years of getting in that pattern, I think your brain just changes as a man. And you start thinking about things differently. Oh my God, look at that girl. She's so hot. And you're like, yeah, but she could, before she left the house, she could have just said, let's say she's 21, she lives with parents. Before she left the house, she could have been like, fuck off, mum. Oh, I fucking hate you. And now she's out and she looks beautiful and you're going to try and settle down with this woman. You're going to fuck her tonight, have her kids. And then you're like, damn, she's a devil. She's horrible. And what I think once you've done the whole NoFap thing, the semen retention, you've reset your brain starts thinking like that more logically. Wait, no, hang on. I've got to analyze the situation. I've got something to lose. I can't just be busting nuts inside anybody just because they've got a nice ass and a big pair of tits. Super dangerous. And I think that's what it does. And then you give off that impression of a guy who values himself and isn't just chasing one thing. I think that's the key. Plus, like I said, the dopamine reset. Because you're getting more of a passion out of the simple things. You know, getting to know somebody, having a conversation and whatever. I think that's where it truly comes from. Being content. Having this just like warm feeling in your body of confidence when you're talking to somebody and being content with just minding your own business, sitting on your own and getting on with your life. Do you know what I mean, guys? Does that all make sense? Because this is a big one for me. I think, you know, for me, video games and porn, I think once those two kind of got pushed to the wayside, it was like, okay, it's sunny. I'd like to go for a walk this morning. I'm going to have a conversation with all these different people while I'm on the walk. I'm going to, you know, if I see somebody in a nice coat or whatever, I'm going to compliment them. You know, if I see somebody's dog, I want to fucking stroke that dog. And just having that ability to be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. And not having that anxiety or that broken sleep. Because I think when you're playing video games, watching porn, whatever these things might be that disrupt your dopamine, junk food, whatever, your sleep gets fucked. And when your sleep is fucked, your whole body's out of sync. Your testosterone's lower. You know, you just don't feel like yourself. You might get 8 or 9 hours, but those 8 or 9 hours were tossing and turning. It wasn't deep REM sleep. The whole thing is linked. And like I said, that's where it comes from. It's the dopamine reset. But I don't want guys walking around thinking it's like some superpower. And if you do come, you lose all of it and whatever. It's like, you could still enjoy your life. You can still have sex with women. You can still have like great fun. You're not going to then just like transform back into the old you and whatever. And you're going to feel like shit. But the fact you're valuing it more, the fact you're not carefree with it, you're not going, oh, I'll just put one down the sink. I'll just put one in the shower. I'll just put one into, you know, the fucking whatever it might be, into a tissue. You're going, no, why would I do that? Like, that's super weird. I've got other shit to be doing. I've got other things to be getting on with. I really value my masculinity. I really value, you know, pure essence that's inside of me that has the ability to create life. I'm just going to hold it. I'm going to get on my life. I've got other things to be doing. My dopamine is completely reset. I'm getting pleasure from doing other things in life. People are starting to notice that. I'm becoming a more well-rounded man. My sleep is on point. I'm up early. I'm doing things. Like, that is going to correlate in attraction because it's fucking attractive. Who isn't drawn to a person like that? As a woman, as a man, we all would be. You know, if I see a guy who's up early, you know, goes to the gym, comes back, grooms himself, dresses well, and then he's sat at his desk for like 8 a.m. cracking on with work, I'd be like, that's a guy I respect. That's somebody who's going places in life. We should probably be friends. Do you know what I mean? We would do the same thing. Whereas if you had a friend that you went round his house on like a Saturday or a Sunday, you knocked on the door at like 2 p.m. and he stumbles to the door. Oh, sorry, mate. Oh, I just got up. I was knackered. You'd be like, ah, oh, it's a bit. You just got up? What's the matter with you? Really? Did you go out last night? No. Well, okay, what were you doing? I was playing video games till 4 a.m. and eating pizza. You would be like, well, it's not for me. You know, he's your friend. You're going to have a good chat with him. But at the same time, you're going to be like, what benefit am I going to get out of this kind of relationship, interaction, whatever it might be? It just, as you get older, you're like, I don't really want that. You know, and I think you move differently. Okay, you'll move differently when you reset everything, when you're not watching porn, when you're holding it in. Like I said, you do have a sense of pride. I'm a man. I carry this, you know, big load in my balls, if you would. Has the ability to create life. I value it. I value my own time. My dopamine is reset. I get pleasure from smaller things in life. You know, and I just think that carries. I just think you're calmer. You're more relaxed. You don't have an interaction with a woman and you're not sat there thinking, oh my God, she's really beautiful. Oh my God, she's got big boobs. I really need to land this. Don't fuck this up. Don't fuck this up. You're just saying, hey, let's have a conversation. Let's see where this goes. And that aura is different. And I just want guys to know it's not the fact that, oh, you lose your sperm and all the benefits go. Because that isn't the case. Because like I said, I'm having sex a lot more now. I'm not holding it in. I'll let it go during sex, okay? Because I think that's kind of my reward. Like, you've earned it. You got to that position in life. Now, if it's 7 days a week, yeah, it could be a problem. But when it's like once, twice a week, whatever, I think that's pretty healthy. You know, you're not caught up with, I've got to have sex every single day. You're getting on with business. You're in the gym. You're getting on with your life. It's just a part of your life. That comes across in your personality. You're not going to be super thirsty. You're not going to get a no from a woman and then be like, no, come on, please, please. Like, there's a lot of that. You're not going to send 3 texts because you're like, oh, shit, she hasn't responded for a bit. I think your brain is going to be different. Just spat on the mic. I think your brain is going to be, you know, operating a little bit differently. You're going to say, oh, well, she didn't reply, is what it is. I'm going to get on with my life. I've got other shit to be doing. Big picture, it doesn't matter. Like, I still feel great. I've got great things going on. Life is still a positive. And then when you bump into her again, she might be like, hey, do you know what? That guy's okay. You know, it's another woman. And you're just giving off a masculine energy. And it's not necessarily like it's just oozing from your body. It's more in your actions, what you do. Like, there's smaller things I've noticed about myself, like talking to girls in the gym that are friends of mine, and they'll have an injury or something, or they'll be talking about a workout, and they'll be like, yeah, and you get a really deep burn here, and they'll point to their glutes, and I won't look. I'll just maintain eye contact and be like, yeah, okay. Old me would have been like, glutes, you know, straight down. It's like a default mode, whereas now the current me, and it has been like this for a few years, she might be like, oh, I've got a really bad pain here or a bruise here. And she'll point to her glutes or whatever in tight leggings. And I'll just be like, oh, yeah, okay. And just hold eye contact. Because it's not even, when you're 18, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to look at her ass. Do you know what I mean? Like, a beautiful woman walks into the gym, tight leggings, and you might be like that. Like, you'll take a quick look. Once you've done that dopamine reset, once you really value what you have to offer, you're just not moving as thirsty. You know, your head's not on a swivel. You're not in a club looking around, who's the nicest girl in here? You kind of just stroll in, go and grab your drink at the bar, mind your own business, talk to certain people, you move slower, whatever. And then next thing you know, you start getting taps on the arm, girls coming over, hey, like, what's the matter with you? Why are you on your own? Or, you know, like, get me a drink, something like that. Just anything that girls do is game to try and, like, get you to talk to them or whatever. Or get close to you, stand next to you at the bar, try and like squeeze in front of you, turn around, give you a smile, you know, that sort of shit. And it can be misconstrued as like, oh, it's the semen retention, she can smell it. But it just doesn't really make sense too much, does it? You know, if your testosterone's up, yeah, people can smell pheromones. That definitely makes sense. You've got a nice cologne on, yeah, it's impressive. It helps. But you could still be a weirdo. You could be a high testosterone, nice smelling weirdo who's desperate, who's whatever. So it doesn't really check out. Do you know what I mean? Like, I've had nights out where I've had sex multiple times the day before. I've had sex that morning. I've gone out that night and I've had the most female attention of my life because I'm just like, I don't really care. My balls just are kind of empty. Like, I feel good. I got what I wanted last night. And it was with a woman that I actually valued. Like, if you want to replace her, you're going to have to prove it to me. You're going to have to be very high level to do that. You know, and especially as a man who's gone out into the world and put points on the board, I'm not just sleeping with anybody. I just refuse to do that. I just think that's a terrible idea. You know, it has to be a certain level of woman. I have to see, you know, big credit to Andrew Tate. I saw a video where that OnlyFans girl, the porn star, whatever she was sat on Fresh and Fit, sat next to him, and she said something like, do you want to fuck tonight or whatever? And he was like, I only fuck for money or love. And that made a lot of sense to me because obviously he had the cam girl thing. So I imagine he was fucking girls to keep them around, you know, which is what they're taking him to prison for, which I'm not sure is illegal. Not sure. Doesn't really make sense, does it? I don't know. Nobody's being held. They're just kind of emotionally being held. Is that a crime? I'm not sure. But yeah, saying I only fuck for love or whatever, like that's, I put a lot of value in that. Where if I see a woman where I think it's not really a future there, multiple red flags, I can see this being a problem in the future, I'm not just going to sleep with her for pleasure. And I think when you take away that pleasure element and it's more for, you know, it's more for connection, for purpose, for, you know, the future, for an actual plan moving forwards, for something that you can do together. It's like almost like a joint venture, if you would. I know it sounds very corporate, but when you do it in that sense, I think there's more merit. And you don't get to that point by going, hey, beautiful, nice ass, let's go home together. In order to get to that point where you're willing to, you know, almost form a business partnership as such, like, oh, we're going to raise a family together, we're actually going to live together. To get to that point, that's going to take a few dates. It's going to take some deep conversations. That's going to take some, oh, actually, yeah, I really like this woman moments. And that aura does emit to the world. You do give that off, okay? You're not as desperate. You're not, you know, we've all done it for like progress pictures. We've all done it to like do a body transformation and whatever, especially in this industry. It's part and parcel. We almost have to. But you don't go on your Instagram and there's like 20 phone selfie pictures of you with your top off. You know, you're not liking every girl's pictures. You're not following them. It's that sort of thing. Once you get that dopamine reset and you start valuing yourself, you just stay away from all of that. You just become a completely different human being entirely. And that's what I'm talking about. Okay, it's not the loss of semen. It's the mindset. It's the value you put on yourself and what you can offer. That's where it comes from, guys. That's my advice to you.